Next case for argument is Blunt versus McKinstry. Mr. Nunnery.
Good morning. May it please the court. At the outset, I would indicate that the appellant is abandoning the first issue in the case regarding the pre-termination rights. The only issue we respectfully ask the court to consider is, did the court error in not allowing the retaliation claim to go to the jury? We believe that this is basically a question of law. And what the trial court did in applying Gray versus Lackey, standing for the proposition that, as the defendant has said on page 459 of the transcript, it does not exist independent of a mandate of Title VII. What they're saying basically is that this plaintiff claim of retaliation could not go to the jury because under Lackey there was no independent grounds. What the court said in Lackey, only when the underlying facts support both a Title VII and a constitutional deprivation claim can a plaintiff maintain an action under 1983 and bypass the procedural requirements of Title VII. What the record clearly demonstrates, from 1996 to 1998, Ms. Blunt had filed numerous complaints of discrimination based on race, age, and sex. What is her constitutional claim in the instant case? Her constitutional claim in the instant case was that of denial of her property interest under the Fifth Amendment and equal protection. In the special jury verdict questions, the court reasoned that unless there was an affirmance or a finding that there was in fact a constitutional violation, then the jury could never get to the retaliation question. We do not believe that this was the holding under Lackey. We do not believe that Lackey provided an absolute position that she had to prevail in fact on the constitutional claim of a denial of property. There was evidence in this record whereby the plaintiff and the defendant talked, you are disrupting the workplace with your complaints of discrimination. There was evidence in the record that at the time of a firing, it occurred on the heels of her complaint of discrimination. Did the court err in applying Lackey? We believe that is a question of law. What additional is the Title VII claim? The Title VII claim itself is one of retaliation. Can she come to court and says, look, I have been filing complaints of discrimination. I was terminated on the heels of my complaint of discrimination. Does that get to the jury? Judge Clavert and the defendant believe that Lackey precluded that. We believe that it does not. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nunnery. Ms. Poulos?
Good morning. Mary Ellen Poulos, Principal Assistant Corporation Counsel, appearing on behalf of the defendants. The proposition that Mr. Nunnery is arguing to this court is simple. He could have had his question of retaliation go to the jury in this matter had he simply sued Milwaukee County. The case law is clear that retaliation is a form of employment action that is unique to Title VII, that facts that support retaliation do not translate into a Title 42, Section 1983 claim against a municipal entity. In this instance, for reasons that are unknown to me, the plaintiff did not sue Milwaukee County in order to press the claim of retaliation. I acknowledged in my brief, I acknowledged in court, that the plaintiff had filed several discrimination complaints against the county. In my brief, I acknowledged to the court that she had been terminated from her employment. I acknowledge today that that set of facts, taken objectively, could presumably support a claim of retaliation. The problem is retaliation is not a claim, a Title VII claim, that can be translated into a cause of action under Title 42, Section 1983.
You mean it is a Title VII claim?
It is only a Title VII claim, yes. It is only a Title VII claim. The case law has made that clear. And the plaintiff chose not to sue Milwaukee County. In this instance, she sued two supervisors, policymakers from Milwaukee County under Title 42, Section 1983. That claim went to the jury. The procedural due process claim went to the jury. The jury found in favor of the defendant. And justice was done. I really don't have any other argument to make. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Hollis. Mr. Nunnery, how much time does he have? 6 minutes?
The question before the jury would have been, was Ms. Blunt terminated because she had been complaining of discrimination? Or was Ms. Blunt terminated because she was denied procedural due process? Title VII, the retaliation is a claim that stands alone under 42 U.S.C. 1983. Whether Milwaukee County was sued directly is irrelevant to the analysis. Why? Because it is the independent agent of the county that does the retaliation or does the violation of Title VII.
But Ms. Poulos' argument is that retaliation is not a violation of the Constitution. So do you have any comment on that?
I agree that retaliation is not a violation of the Constitution.
And how does it get under Section 1983?
As I read Lackey, only when the underlying facts support both a Title VII and a constitutional deprivation claim. We have a constitutional deprivation claim, and we have a Title VII claim.
But they're unrelated.
Pardon?
They're unrelated, aren't they? Your constitutional claim is the due process.
Due process.
How is that related to the retaliation?
I did not read it that way, but as I hear Yana's question, they are not related.
And you didn't file a Title VII claim.
That's correct. But in terms of the retaliation, then the case says the case was filed on an equal protection. It was also filed on a denial of equal protection because of race and because of sex. That was a constitutional violation. But what we are objecting to is that the judge and the court, the jury, did not even get to address that issue. The court could have said, look, there may have been discrimination here based on sex and gender. The court could have said it could have been either or. But I did not read Lackey, and I don't think it was the intent of Lackey to go that far. The court went on so, therefore, because Gray failed to establish a claim under equal protection, strike that. In Lackey, there is comment. Second, Gray's complaint alleged that the appellee retaliated against her for protesting alleged incidents of sexual harassment and sex discrimination, not because she tried to vindicate constitutional rights. Well, the plaintiff in this case tried to vindicate constitutional rights of both sex and race discrimination. Also,
that's not in the special verdict form, though, is it?
We couldn't even get to that point. The practical effect of the special verdict form is that if you cannot show that there was a deprivation of the property interest, you don't get the retaliation. And noteworthy, on the special verdict question number one, if the court had answered yes on that question,
jury,
the jury had answered yes on the question that there was a deprivation, then the court would have allowed the jury to go to question two. It would have allowed the jury to go to question two, which is the retaliation question.
Yeah, but they said there wasn't a deprivation because they had a pre-deprivation hearing. The jury said no to each person, and you didn't sue the city on this.
But my point in the practical effects, on one hand, the court is saying there has to be both a showing of a constitutional deprivation and Title VII. Well, the taking of her job, the property, was a constitutional deprivation, but not necessarily a Title VII violation. Thus, you get to go, and the jury gets to answer the retaliation question. If he can answer the retaliation question when there is no Title VII deprivation and there is a constitutional deprivation, what's the difference?
You said and.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nunnery. Thank you to both sides.